You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Let's go back to that and talk a little bit about what he said and what you just brought up about Emmanuel Clase and trading him. Don't you think, and I'll ask both of you guys this, don't you think trading Clase depends on how you feel about Cade Smith? Don't you think it's a big factor in whether you feel like you could trade him right now, knowing that Clase's contract is very friendly for this team for a couple of years, right? So, I mean, if you feel like Cade Smith could step up and be your closer and feel like you're not losing as much as you, although it's a tough task because his success of last year makes you think that he can never do that again. Do we need him to do that again?
Petriello said, he's been really consistent for about 5 years. It's not just last year. And that's the thing. That's one thing about Clase. The other thing is this. He's under contract, and it's a team-friendly contract. And he's tied to the organization for several more years. I think it's 3 more years after this. It's off the top of my head. I think it's 3 more after this.
Okay.
So he's $6.4 million in 2026, and then team options for $10 million apiece for the next 2 years, which is really affordable.
So after this year, he's still tied to the Guardians for 3 more years.
So let me,
which means this: if you think you're going to be a contender, Andy, why would you get rid of the best closer in the game?
I wouldn't, and so that's why I kind of wanted to tee you up with whether you thought Cade Smith could fill in. Here's the next question: what would you get for Cade Smith if you tried to?
Not very much.
So.
Why would you trade Cade Smith?
Because you have Clase under a really nice contract for the next couple years.
Set up, guys.
But if another team thought highly enough of Cade Smith, I just don't think you'd get the same return that you would get on Clase. So you can always flip that around and ask yourself, well, wait a minute. If we're in good with Clase and we think we might be good by, maybe you hang on. The reason I think you get rid of Clase now is that you have not 100%.
Do you think you should?
Here's why, you would have to believe that you could overcome the deficit to get a wild card spot and contend this year. If you felt like you could get, if the Guardians got one or two bats, how much of a difference would that make in the lineup? If you kept the current lineup you have and picked up one or two bats, and I'm talking, what do they? Could you imagine bringing in a 260 hitter on this lineup? Oh man, that's a miracle, right? 260 plus 275. Guys somewhere in there, and maybe you grab two of those guys and insert them into the lineup. Now all of a sudden you're like, you know what? We're going to make a run for this in the wild card because we think we have the pitching that can get us through to the playoffs, and we can contend now. That's the only reason why, because I think Clase is the only guy on this roster other than the two obvious ones. And one, that was the first time I've heard, Ramirez to New York. Okay, uncle, stop. You got Lindor.
It's
keep your mouth shut.
First time you've heard that?
No,
that's been out there.
Do you hear that on a daily basis? Often do you hear
not
that?
Not on a daily basis.
To me, when I hear that,
it's been out there frequently.
That's New York blowhard saying, well, we can have any player we want in the league. Go get
sure.
him.
Sure.
Yeah.
And you're looking at a team in the Guardians that just lost 10 straight games.
For the most part.
The thought with Clase is this, and I could sit here and debate and make a real strong case either way. to me, this team is so lacking in offensive talent. And it seems to be lacking in the minors as well. If there are guys that are on the cusp of getting here, great. Until I see Chase DeLauder in the majors, until I see CJ Cephas in the majors and producing, until we see Travis Bazzana in the majors, they're just nice thoughts. I don't mean to belittle what they're doing.
I don't disagree with that at all. I agree.
If you could trade Class A, and I threw this out yesterday to the Phillies. The rumor that we've seen out there, Phillies. They have a couple of position players at the top of their prospect list who are in AAA and AA and seem ready for the majors next year. If you could get a couple of guys who were starters for you, Andy, and had good sticks, I think you'd have to think about trading Class A. But, man, you couldn't miss on those guys. See, that's the catch. You couldn't miss because Class A's under contract for 3 more years. On the other hand, if you think DeLauder's going to come up and be a starter, you think Bazzana's a year or so away, and they come up and they're starters, you keep the best closer in the game.
Your manager has said, and we heard at the beginning of the show, that he felt like the team has been playing well. They're not catching any breaks, and that they're going to get out of this funk. Well, the last 2 days they played, and in fact, the last 3 games they played that way.
So you look at it that way, it's tough to argue with that game where Naylor let the ball go through his legs.
Yeah, so I'll give him the last 3 games even. And if you thought, and you know you have the White Sox here, so if you can do what you're supposed to do against the White Sox to round this thing out by next weekend, maybe you do. You're a game and a half behind the Twins and the Royals. Is there anybody that wants, like Stephen Vogt makes me want to believe every once in a while they can get back in this wild card race. This is why I talk about throwing up the white flag all the time.
They can. It's really stacked against them right now because of
I agree,
the number
but if
they're
you,
out and the number they have to hop.
If you took
teams.
If you took Class A and went out and got 2 hitters, and this would require the organization to reprogram their brain, right? So let's just say you take Class A out of the mix, you trade him, and you get 2 guys in here that can help out this lineup. So now it's just not, you know, 2 guys that can hit or 2.5 guys that can hit. Now maybe you got 5 guys in the lineup, and if you hope you can stay healthy and you feel like you have the pitching to make a run late in the season, I mean, Mike just said this. How many times do we now, because of the 3rd extra team in the wild card, is there hope for the second half of the season where maybe there was no hope before? And it's a long shot, but if you felt like what you have now is able to get you there, would you trade him? Would you trade him? And stop thinking about next year. Think about now with what you've got. I don't know. If you're the front office, you've got to figure that out.
It seems a heck of a lot easier. And if you disagree, by all means, call us. It seems a heck of a lot easier for this organization to replace a top-notch closer than it would be to develop 2 starting position players.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
There's who can help your offense.
The other premise to what you're saying, to what I was saying that I'm going to add on to that is, you have to have a front office that's willing to say, you know what, these minor leaguers we think can be really good in the bigs. If we're going to bring in two guys that can hit right now, we're probably going to stifle their career a little bit more and make it a little bit even harder for them to get to the bigs, or maybe now they become tradable. Does that make sense? I mean, if you love your minor league system, and we're talking about how it doesn't feel like it's you know, the crops aren't coming in as great as we thought they would, that means you've got to give up on a thought that you've had. And the way that they run the guys that are up there now, I just don't see them going to, okay, well, we've got nine guys we're going to play every day. We've got a utility guy, and that's it. We're really only going to run 13 guys out there if we can. I don't know, 12 guys. It's a little bit trying to figure out exactly who you are, and I think they need to look in the mirror right now. So, Bill in Parma. Hi, Bill. How are you?
Hi, Bill.
Hey, you guys. You know, I think that the Guardians really need to think about making a change at the general manager and scouting and really redo this organization. Last night, I'll show you, I was bored. I've been watching too much Sherlock Holmes movies with Basil Rathbone. I recommend it highly.
Going back.
The drafts that the Guardians have had have been abysmal. In 2020, they drafted a young man by the name of Tucker Carlson as a middle infielder, and he's been out of baseball now 2 years. They liked him a lot because his older brother was a good player, and everybody knew him in the organization and the family, and his brother's now out of baseball. 2023, they drafted Ralphie Velasquez.
Thank you. He's in Lake County right now.
Yeah.
Yeah, batting .219. And
was a catcher. They moved him to first.
Yeah, yeah. So they'd be helping with his offense, I think.
Awful young to draw conclusions, though, Bill.
I've never known Major League Baseball players who have made it in the major leagues that are batting near the Mendoza line in high A ball. I mean, they can be journeymen. Don't get me wrong, but they're not going to be impact players. Let's look at Bazana. .250.
Limited at bats before he got hurt. I don't mean to be making excuses, but
you are
limited at bats.
I know. But you know what? Most of the guys that really are impact players impact from day one. And we know that.
Can't argue with you on that, Bill.
Listen, I did some work in baseball, and I saw the players that made impact. Lance Berkman, day one, was different. Everybody knew he was different. And so the question is that this organization is not able to do it.
They've had a real hard time identifying an abundance of position players. They've just not done the job that they've done with the pitching.
I know, but you cannot use your pitching to go out and get other players for position. I mean, that's just not the way to build an organization. And the thing that bothers me the most, we can't get a catcher that bats over .160. What?
I mean, it does seem interesting. The Cardinals are your other team, right? Isn't that your other team?
Oh, I think they're poor. That's
okay.
A poor,
yeah, I was going to say, I was trying to figure out, you know, if you're looking at that. I mean,
No. I think their general manager that they had for a long time there bankrupt that team. And on top of it, they've done pretty much the same thing. Who they have singled out as prospects are not prospects. I mean, they're .260 hitters. At least they're better than what you guys got. But they've got .260 hitters, but they're not going to take you to the World Series.
All right, Bill, I give you credit for being able to look in the mirror on that too, because I just started. You know, I still look at the Guardians, and again, and the payroll thing might be an excuse. I get it. I understand that. But, you know, the Guardians have had more success than the Cardinals, but at least you were willing to say, hey, look, my Cardinals aren't doing exactly, they're not lighting the world on fire. You know, they haven't seen the playoffs since, what, 22, and, you know, their most recent kind of great run was in 19 when they made it to the NLCS. So, and then they got swept there, too, by the Nationals. So, I don't know. You with me on this, Jeff? We're on the same page?
Page?
I don't know. Just trying to figure it out. Let's take, I got time. Yeah, I do. One more. Ron in Cleveland. Hi, Ron.
Hey, guys. Good afternoon. Thank you for taking my call.
Well, thank you. Got about 60 seconds.
Okay, real quick. I just wanted to point out, as a disappointed Guardians fan, I feel bad for all of the fans who invested in the Guardians last year. I mean, they showed up and they supported this team only to be rewarded this year by a less than spectacular package that the ownership didn't go in to help these guys win. And just real quick to reiterate what you guys were talking about earlier, let's just say hypothetically they go on a run. We all know that they're not going to do what it's going to take to get the team over the hump. They're going to have to invest in this team some talent, and they have no history of showing they're willing to do that. Thank you guys for the call. You guys have a good afternoon.
Thank you, Ron. Appreciate it. I think that anybody that thinks exactly the way Ron did, that when they traded Savali and they were still in it a couple years ago, that gave every one of those fans to talk like that all the ammo they ever wanted because they were still in it. And that sucked, I'll be honest with you, because it felt like they could still make a run. But and that's why you question whether they're going to do something now or not, knowing how far back they are in the wild card, but not – it's still obtainable, I think. Maybe I'm just an optimist.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.